Handicap Match, WWE Stars, Fans Gang Up on Ronda Rousey. By Kevin Shola on April 12, 2020. Ronda Rousey sure gets a lot of attention from the comfort of her own home. The WWE star is a polarizing figure these days. But, while detractors take cheap shots at Rousey via social media, the baddest woman on the planet fights back with facts. The latest drama unfolded after Rousey appeared on the Wild Ride podcast with Steve-O. During the interview, Rousey said she loves the WWE but added, "I had such a great time. I love all the girls in the locker room. Running out there and having fake fights for fun is just the best thing. I love choreography. I love acting. I love theater. Live theater and some of the last forms of live theater." Those words, especially fake fights, set off multiple WWE wrestlers, including Alexa Bliss, Lana, and Nia Jax. Bliss tweeted about missing almost a year of in-ring action, referring to multiple concussions she sustained from matches with Rousey. Lana tweeted, "I have no words for her audacity to save fake fighting. If it's fake, why can't it real Paige Way and a TJ Wilson can't wrestle anymore? If it is fake, why couldn't that Edge rate to wrestle for 11 years? This is a contact sport where real things happen." Enter Jax. While participating in a NIG live group chat with other WWE wrestlers, Jax seemingly went after Rousey without mentioning her name specifically. Alexa Bliss was working an angle and she was seriously getting hurt. "A certain angle with a certain somebody," said Jax. Ever rowdy, Rousey did not back down. Instead, that certain somebody doubled down and went for the kill. Rousey tweeted a graphic that reads, "Anyone who is outraged by me calling pro wrestling fake fights for fun has never been in a real fight." While you all are tiptoeing around bruising some pro wrestlers' huge soft egos, no one is thinking about all the real fighters you're insulting when pretending pro wrestling is somehow on the same level of realism. "Yes, I understand, wrestling 300 days a year for years on end is incredibly tough on the body and a difficult profession, but do you know what would happen if you got in 300 real fights in a year? You would be dead." She isn't wrong. Still, this did not sit well with some in the WWE locker room. Jax, in particular, had plenty to say. The Rock's cousin tweeted, "I can't wait for Ronda to one day return to WWE. Even if WWE orders me to make Ronda look good in the ring, which is the only way for Ronda to look good in the ring with me, I'll risk my job to go down in history as the one from this biz that knocked her the fuck out. Hashtag test me, bitch." Pretty strong words. Jealousy, perhaps? Maybe. Clearly though, Rousey has found herself in a virtual handicap match. But, not all WWE stars are anti-Ronda. In fact, there's one who had the guts to stand up for the rowdy one in grand fashion. Shayna Baszler tweeted, "How dare Ronda care more about her family than pleasing fans that are never happy?" Baszler, like Rousey, is a decorated MMA fighter. She has a similar perspective, unlike Bliss, Lana, and Jax. The reason Baszler touched on fans is because of something else Rousey said during the Steve-O interview. "The thing is, I love performing," Rousey said. "I love the girls. I love being out there. But, at the end of the day, I was just like, fuck these fans, dude. My family loves me. They appreciate me. I want all of my energy to go into them." Fans went ballistic on social media. Twitter tough guys ripped Rousey, calling her names and trashing her in-ring ability in both MMA and WWE. Nerds who have never accomplished anything in their lives suddenly grow internet muscles because they know they will never have to back up their remarks. It's as if they think Rousey owes them something. These are the same people that act suicidal after a wrestling match doesn't go the way of one of their precious favorites. It's interesting that some of the worst venom is hurled at Rousey on the women's side, and Brock Lesnar on the men's side. Lesnar comes from the world of MMA, too. This, apparently, offends some of the weak-minded fans. Like Baszler said, they are never happy. One thing is certain. No matter what is thrown at her from Jax or anyone else, Rousey will not back down. She's much tougher than the whiners. So, the internet continues to buzz with an old-fashioned war of words focused on one of the top athletes in America. A work? Real threats? Good question. Whatever the case, it sure would be interesting to see what would happen if people said these things to Rousey's face instead of just resorting to throwing tweet bombs while hiding behind a keyboard. Follow Kevin Shola on Twitter @KevinShola.